Talk About on Radio Kerry with Mary Gallagher.
Good afternoon. You are very welcome to Friday's Talk About. Mary Gallagher here with you for the last time this week. Deirdre will be back in the hot seat again on Monday. Now, over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of talk about short men. And I know Jerry discussed it on the Kerry to Deer programme when he was talking about Rishi Sunak. And I know an awful lot of you were commenting on it. But I suppose the reason I'm mentioning this topic is that somebody got in contact with us. They sent us on an article in the GQ magazine, and they said they'd like us to discuss it. They say, small man syndrome. Were you discriminated against for being small? You couldn't become a guard, for example, if you didn't reach the minimum height requirement. But what about all the famous world leaders now that are small? And they mention Rishi Sunak, Emmanuel Macron, Lula, who won in Brazil, Vladimir Zelensky, Vladimir Putin, and of course, in the acting world, we've Tom Cruise. So what do you make of all this? Well, to have a chat about it, I'm joined now on the line by Fergal Harrington of Intro Matchmaking. No stranger to us here on Talk About. Good afternoon to you, Fergal.
Good afternoon, Mary.
So when I got this in from the listener, I just thought, oh my God, we have to have a chat about this. So I suppose the reason that I'm talking about it now, this article, it says, you know, we're in the era of the short man, the era of the short king with all these famous world leaders. But for you in your business, when it comes to matchmaking, are you still seeing issues there? Do you still see short men who cannot, you know, get into a relationship? And are you still coming up against women who insist that they don't want to go out with a man that's shorter than them?
Non-stop. The office is listening to that on the phone every day, all day. And it's a lot of women, like, women are just taller and taller as the years go by, it seems. We get women coming in here at 5'10", 11 and 6 foot. And obviously, it's difficult to, from a logistical point of view, it's difficult to find matches for women who are really, really tall. But at the same time, we would always say, look, we're not going to make anyone feel that you're not feminine. You know, we don't want to make anyone feel bad. So we'd always say, look, within reason, we will match you with guys who are in around your own height. But like, if they're saying he has to be over 6'2 or 6'3, that's where it becomes an issue, because the average height of a male in Ireland is 5'7.5, and the average height of a woman is 5'5.5. So just like I often say, it's like we can't make, you know, the guys go to college as much as the women do. We can't stretch the men taller. So there has to be a serious management of expectations when it comes to height. And what we're finding as well is the shorter the woman, the more requests and demands that come in for the really tall guy. And we'll be like, Mary, you're 5'1". What do you mean you want a 6'2" guy? Like, what's going on there? And the other thing is, myself and Rena would never have met back in the day if we were looking online and searching for each other, because she used to, you know, in the past, go for guys who are rugby heads and 6'4" and whatever else. And so she's 5'10", I'm 5'9", on a very, very, very good day, Mary. And she likes wearing her 5-inch heels a lot of the time. So it comes down to whether you're comfortable in yourself, I think, an awful lot of the time. So do we get a lot of men who have small man syndrome who are going to be insecure about going out with a woman much higher? Not really. It's always the other way around. It's the women towards the men that I wouldn't be attracted to him if he was shorter than me. That's what we get.
Okay. But would you get, like, say, a shorter man who maybe doesn't have a complex about it himself, but maybe feels that it's hindered him in his prospects over the years?
He'll be aware of the fact that it may have hindered him, but at the same time, he would often say, well, look, I am what I am, and I can't change the fact that I'm the height that I am. If she wants me to wear insoles, you know, every day, all day, I'm not sure if I'm gonna do that. She either likes me for who I am, or she doesn't. And if a person is going to be that, I suppose, past remarkable and, you know, judgmental on height, is the person going to want to waste their time meeting them for a date? And the answer is always no, to be honest with you. I mean, if the person who comes in and says, look, I'm looking for someone kind and caring and considerate and warm and, you know, who wants a 50-50 relationship, they're the ones who get success. But if people are fixated on either looks or height or eye colour or hair colour or whatever else like that, there's usually deeper issues at play here. So, I mean, are we going to send a woman who's 6 foot out with a guy 5'6"? No, never. But at the same time, what we often say to women is, if you're 5'5", 5'6", or 5'7", you can always say that, you know, you'd be guaranteed someone maybe 2 or 3 inches taller. That's doable. That's fine. But people need to realize like, I know we're not talking about joining a dating agency, but joining, a lot of people say to us every single day, if I join ye now on Grafton Street, I'd expect to get exactly what I'm looking for, where I'm looking for to live, and how tall I wanted to be, and what hair colour and eye colour I wanted. So there's this misconception that joining something like this actually makes people more, you know, entitled to request outrageous things. So that's the major sort of crux of the matter, I think. It's just managing expectations and telling people the facts. This is what's, you know, possible. But you yourself are only 5'1", so why do you feel you need a guy who's 6'2"? We had one situation where a guy said, I only want to meet women who are taller, which was strange. I never got that before, but I don't know. So he just liked looking up to women. Maybe there were slight mammy issues. I don't know. But
and with those women then that will come to you and say, well, I have to have a taller man, would it be like one of their top requests?
Oh yeah. No, taller. Because women will often say, I want to feel like I'm minded. I want to feel like I'm being looked after. I want to feel feminine. That's usually what they will say. Because, like, a lot of these women, they'll be really into health and fitness and beauty and looking after themselves, and that's great, that's fine. But, you know, sometimes it can be too much about the actual looks. And then when they say, well, I spend all this time looking after myself and I love wearing heels. So women will often say, well, I like going out feeling dolled up, and I don't feel dressed up unless I'm wearing my 5-inch Labutin heels. And we're like, well, I'm very sorry, but we don't measure you based on what your, you know, height your heels are. It's based on stocking feet here now, Mary. So I just think people will look at themselves and think, this is what I'm attracted to, and that's what I want in my head, and that's what I'm fixated on. But they don't realize that what they're looking for is quite often not literally not possible, or it's not as plentiful. It's like women are taller and taller. Men, I'm not saying they're shorter and shorter, but like as we get older, it's not as much of an issue. Like we've got members up to 80. The 70s and 80-year-old cohort would never complain about height. The height issue is generally with the 30s and 40-year-old cohort.
Okay, and do you think in general in society, do you think, you know, the whole height difference, you know, between the man and the woman, you know, with the shorter man, the taller woman, do you think people don't mind it as much, or do you think it is still a big enough issue? I know for, say, you have those women that are coming to you, they're making the demands, but in general in society, would you see more people out and about that have, you know, a couple's shorter man, taller woman?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people will say, the Irish mentality is to say, geez, he obviously has plenty of money, or he must have a fierce good job, or she's only in it for that. Like, you often get that, but my God, you don't know what's going on, you know, behind the scenes, or what connection they actually have built up in the past. But yeah, society does judge people based on that, and they automatically go for, God, he must be powerful, or he must be exceptionally secure in his own being. He must really be confident and have proper self-esteem to not feel judged by the fact that she's towering over him. Like, it's when you see the Bernie Ecclestons and I don't know, she's around 50 years younger than him and she's also around 2 feet taller. You see that, but I suppose not everyone's a billionaire. So that's probably a dramatic one. But, you know, for a couple of inches, where the woman might be 2 or 3 inches taller, geez, I don't see the difference. Like, I mean, Rena would be absolutely 4 inches taller than me when we're out if she's in a serious pair of shoes. And I think the thing is just to say, whatever, I'm okay with that. And if you're not okay with that, you have to ask the questions. I mean, for our wedding as well, you'd often see people getting married and they'd be, the women do the nice little thing where they take off the shoes to get all cute with the photography, when really it's because your man didn't wear his insoles. And she's like, I don't want a guy shorter than me for my wedding, Christ.
But going back to the point that the listener made, you know, the likes of Richie Sunak, Emmanuel Macron, Vladimir Zelensky, all of these, I suppose, people in power, and someone just texted in to say, didn't their own Michael D do, didn't do too bad. I suppose I've forgotten about Michael D as well. With all these people, I suppose, in power, these men in power that are shorter, so do you think, I suppose, it'll make it a bit more acceptable in society in general?
I think it does, but the sceptic in me would say that the people are mentioning these guys because they think it is small man syndrome and they feel that they need to actually have this sort of really powerful charisma, or they need to be power hungry to make up for the fact that they are short. And I really don't think that's what it is. I don't think they're compensating for their height. I just think they're individuals that happen to be probably the average height of men in that age group, to be honest with you.
It's a funny one, all right, now. But look, Fergal, we are going to leave it there. Look, thanks so much for joining us on the programme.
Pleasure.
No problem at all. Fergal Harrington there of Intro Matchmaking.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, working closely with suppliers to produce only the finest quality, locally sourced meat and fish for our menus.